congratulations. What a comeback effort for your team. I know it was a rough game to start off here, but you guys found a way to win there in the end.
I found a way. That's about all you can say, because we played pretty nervous and pretty poorly and coached a pretty poor game that first half.
Yeah, Cheney, it seemed like they really turned up their trapping defense, and Scott City really had a hard time kind of getting themselves out of those traps early on in the first half.
Well, we weren't thinking about where the traps were coming from, and we did a bad job with it, basically, and because of that, we got turnovers, and we didn't run offense, we didn't get good shots.
Once again, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining us here post-game. Scott City winning it here 47-44 over Cheney, and he held them to 40% shooting in the ball game. Cheney going to the foul line 15 times, getting 12 of those. And were you happier with your team with rebounding here today? Looks like you guys out-rebounded them 24-18.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just part of the game right there. I mean, we just didn't play very well, and we're going to have to play a lot better if we go win another game here. But at the same time, we did have some kids make some good plays. And, we had some guys that were in the wrong spot at the wrong time also with some turnovers that, hopefully are kind of uncharacteristic, because those were, things we don't normally do.
Well, how big was that three for Bohus right at the end of the first half for momentum going into the second half?
That was big. It was big for a second. I mean, it's momentum doesn't really change any just because of, going to halftime. But, it was ugly basketball, and, Bo knew he played pretty poor the first half, and he had to, make up for it somehow, because he was, responsible for their three at the end of the quarter.
You get the big threes from Trey in the fourth quarter to get him into double figures. He kind of had a rough game, but he had two big threes in the fourth quarter, push you up by six there and led by as many as eight. And now you move on to Friday and Saturday, guaranteed two more games. Well, it's 4:45 tomorrow afternoon against the winner of this game that's going to be played next between Wellsville and also Osage City. Should be a pretty interesting one here coming up.
Both teams, have some quality big guys, and Wellsville has some guards that are pretty good shooters. The Osage guards don't know quite as much about, because you don't hear about them, but the big kid from Osage is a first team All-State kid, so he's the real deal, probably second or third in state in scoring in three with about 25 a game. So be interesting to watch him, and kind of nice to kind of sit back and realize that we made it to another day.
Well, survive in advance. You guys are into the semifinals, fifth straight year here, and seventh time overall in a row here in state tournaments. Coach, we do appreciate you stopping by post game, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Adam. Thanks.